Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are on the Dr. Alsette Show. Join the discussion or ask your questions by calling in at 347-826-7901 or jump online in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DRAUSET. Every Monday, God's Awakening with Brother Tony, dedicated to divine masculinity. Every Tuesday, Science and Spirit of Sex, where we celebrate, educate, and facilitate sacred sex. Every Wednesday, Goddess Awakening, dedicated to divine femininity. Every Thursday, Ask Dr. Alsette, where you can get free mini spiritual and energy readings from world-renowned Dr. Alsette. Again, call in at 347-826-7901 and chime in. Schedule your full personal reading with Dr. Alsette by visiting www.drladiauset.com. That's drladiauset.com. Or call in at 720-620-2316 to schedule your full reading. Now take a breath, open your spirit, and let's ascend. We want you prepared for the power of ascension. When you join our broadcast, the amount of energy being transmitted in spiritual alignment may increase your manifestation. Dr. Alsette is not a Western physician or practitioner. She has been trained and initiated by anointed shaman, and she is a holistic healer of spirit, energy, body, and mind. She heals and does not practice. Please be sure that you are aware of the energy that you bring on the lines as well and in our chat room. This is sacred energy, and this show creates a sacred fingerprint to the universe. Join us in the hands of healing and in the hands of your ascension. Again, we are here for you and your alignment.
Peace and blessings, family. This is Healer Lady Alsette, and it is, what's today's date? It's the 20th of October. This year, yo, like, where did 2015 go? Okay, y'all gonna hear me saying that for the rest of the year because I still am tripping it how quick this year has gone by us. But tonight we are going to have a very fun topic and a very healthy topic because so many people get these things confused. So tonight, Science and Spirit of Sex, it is Tuesday, the 20th of October, and what we will be discussing is what is the difference between just being a freak and the art of Tantra, okay? So I want you to think about your own experiences. I want you to think about your spouse, your mate, who you have been with, and really examine how you guys' lovemaking sessions have been. Has it been where it's just a complete freak session? Is it really some art to it? Is it really we just kind of go with the flow? Is it a regular mundane thing? Is this an obligation that we have to do? Are you really captivating your sexual energy? And what does that mean? Here at Science and Spirit of Sex, our goal is to facilitate, educate, and to celebrate the art of making love. It is so taboo to talk about what is the science and the spirit of our sexuality and why does it exist and what is it, and we'd be so afraid to explore, you know what I mean? So this, hopefully, this show can open up that door for you to feel comfortable. Listen to this show with your mate and then have conversation. Go have a glass of wine afterwards and see where it leads you. If you make a baby, just call me and let me be a surrogate godmama. Okay, so let's get into it. So, freak, all my freaks out there. What is the difference? Well, let's give some definitions so that we are understood in what we are talking about. When we are talking about sexuality in those of us who consider ourselves freaks, the ourselves, yourselves, whatever selves it is, when you are usually the universal commonality in freakism is that anytime, anywhere, I'm down, whatever needs to go down, this is what we got to do. Usually when people are talking about their freakhood, they are talking about they can explore being a freak with or without a genuine connection and a level of authenticity with the person that they are engaged with. So they can be in their I don't like the word frivolous because I think we're too grown for that and we're too spiritually mature to dismiss an encounter because it's not necessarily what we want it to be in a position or a place in our lives. But that doesn't mean that it's discredited and it isn't to be honored. But let's examine what that means to be a freak. When you are in your freakhood, it's usually no hold bars, you know, of course, whatever limits you have set within your own sexuality, and that is not anyone else's business but yours. But and we're not here to try to define what your personal journey should be, because that's between you and the Creator. However, when you were a freak, usually you were talking about, I could get down anytime, anywhere, what you want to do, how you want to do it, let's go right here, right now, and I ain't got to see you tomorrow if I don't have to. Okay? That's the definition, and at least for this show, that's the definition that we're going to roll with. Okay? So that's the definition for being a freak. Now, the art of Tantra. Tantra gets thrown around so much. Okay, I do teach couples how to tap into their Tantra energy, and I also do a chakra class. And one of the words, I have been under some great teachers, and a lot of my teachers were and are so highly elevated that they really didn't communicate with words. Okay, they instructed those of us who were under their wings to tap, especially when we're talking about Tantra and we're talking about chakras and we're talking about, you know, we had to actually release the attachment that we had to words at some point in our trainings and tap into only universal vibrations. So when we're talking about that universal vibration, Tantra is very much about that. So there are words that get thrown around. And then that attachment that we have to these words in our language, whatever the language is that you're using, and that attachment that comes to those words begins to create an energy and oftentimes a blockage or a box that you stay in. Well, with Tantra, it's all about, it is an art. It is very much, it's a way of life for many people. And if you, once you do Tantra, it does just kind of become a way of your life. Like it does, you begin to see sexuality in such a natural, beautiful way of connectivity. And it's not just penis to vagina. It's you know, sexuality is so much more than intercourse. And so we tap into that energy. So those are the two that we are rocking with for the show tonight. If you are on your freak or if you are on your Tantra, where your Tantra is going to tap into the art of making love and the art of ensuring that you are in a highly elevated vibrational pool that's going to hold you accountable in many sense. So the freaks, right? The freaks are the ones that there really isn't a, well, I mean, yeah, whatever limits you set within yourself, but there really isn't a boundary that you won't cross. There really isn't, there's no discipline to being a freak. There's no, you just go, right? You just go whenever you got to go. Now, listen, within your relationship, there are times where it's just called to be freaky, right? And there are times where it's called to tap into Tantra. And I don't want to create an illustration that Tantra is without the freak. However, freak can be without Tantra, okay? But there's really, once you explore the wonderful, beautiful idea of Tantra, you are going to Yeah, you do. You get into a freak mode. You do. So if you have ever had a session or taken a workshop with me or anything around Tantra energy, you know that for me, I come from an African spirituality standpoint where I believe that everything is rooted, civilization, religion, everything is rooted within African spirituality, because it's quite obvious. And so you're going to hear me use terms tonight called Ma'at and Ankhing and all of these things. And I'm going to share why that is African Tantra is so beautiful, tapping into that one source. And then just being a freak. So with the idea, I'm sorry, I'm looking at my notes. With the idea of freak being able to be inside of Tantra and Tantra not being able to be inside of freak, there's a level of concentration. There's a level of non-concentration. You know, when you're a freak, it's really just, I'm trying to get my rocks off. I'm trying to meet this. You trying to meet this need. I saw this on this video, and we're going to try it. Where I saw that swing with the Spider-Man, and then she had on Wonder Woman, and then we just gonna make Spider-Man and Wonder Woman meet, right? It's the fun, it's the flair, it's the adventurous, it's the spontaneous, it's all of those things, and all of those things can comfortably and do fit into Tantra. Okay, so as I'm speaking of freak, please don't exclude those thoughts or those illustrations as if they cannot fit into Tantra, because they can. So when you are in those moments, right, it can be with the love of your life, it can be with the friend, it can be with the jump off, all right? And we understand here at the show, we understand that everyone is not going to execute in the same way with their sexuality. So we do, of course, promote being as safe as possible, being as open and communicative as possible with your mate or mates, and making sure that you are creating a moral around who you are sexually so that it isn't being taken advantage of and you aren't exposing yourself to energy that you may not want to be exposed to because you're not protecting yourself sexually. So please know that. In your freak, and I'm going to speak as if I am speaking to a group full of couples, okay? I'm not going to speak as if I'm speaking to a group full of people who are just in, you know, don't really have, you know, any lines of who they are sleeping with, which is you go through stages, okay? If you go through stage, there's no judgment here. There's no, none of that is here. I just, for the sake of being able to get through the show, I'm going to approach it as if I'm talking to couples. So you are with your mates and you are in a freak mode. You are, sometimes your freak mode is because you've missed each other. Sometimes the freak mode is coming because you know you're about to part. Sometimes the freak is because it's just some spontaneous stuff and you just saw your woman walk by in them heels and you gotta touch that real quick. Whatever it is, right? Whatever it is, whatever the motivation is, that spontaneity is very healthy. It's very it's something to be received as well as given. This shouldn't be an energy that we run away from. So many times we get into our spirituality, and you go through this naturally. You go through where in your awakenedness you just need to kind of refrain from sex for a little bit. You know what I mean? Like this is a natural part of your spirituality. But when you're not in that moment, like, it's okay to get your freak on. It's okay to it's healthy to do that. Sisters, I implore you to tap into, we actually have this wonderful, wonderful, beautiful gift called our monthly cycle, where we can take that retreating from where we are actually being physical and intercourse. We can actually take that week to ourselves, and that could be our spiritual retreat. Hence, usually why there's a maturity that happens, because we naturally have to go into a discipline mode for ourselves because of what our body does. And so when those moments happen is when you should really be tapping into your own spirituality and finding that space between you, for you and God, to really be exploring one another and getting firm in your foundation, even around your sexuality. We want to separate sex and God so much that we will belittle it, and it becomes distorted. You know, a lot of the reason why our sexual aroused culture is in the state that it's in is because nobody wants to have the conversation that God is in sex too. You know what I mean? Like, God don't go away because you get naked. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's you still have to. And if that morality were, if we were comfortable enough to acknowledge that, to say, goodness gracious, this is a gift. Let me tell you something. When it's that good and you making love to the person that you love, if you aren't saying, oh my goodness, oh my God, that's giving thanks, yo. Like, you, that's thankful. Why would you not be thankful for something? Listen, y'all already know. And it's okay to be that freaky. It's okay to with your mate, and you are just in the moment, and you're just having fun. You know, dress up, get your costumes, do whatever you got to do. Do all of that. Go do it in the rain. Go do it outside. Go do it in the car. Go do all of that stuff. That is healthy. We will really tell ourselves we have really created this. It's either very extreme. We are either over-sexualized or we are so under-sexualized that we're not even comfortable. You know what I mean? Where it's not even, you can't just walk by and smack my behind and do, you can't. That's because I don't know. Spiritual people sometimes are strange to me when it comes to our sexuality, because we have this this idea that there is, that it's not spiritual, and it's the most spiritual thing that you can be doing. Even when you're freaky, you're still going to be tapping into some type of spiritual energy, because sex is the highest form of communication between two people. And this is why you have to be careful and selective with who you're sleeping with, and do it, you know, and making sure that their energy is right, and they not going to leave nothing with you physically, spiritually, energetically, emotionally, mentally, any of that. Hell, financially too. You can't even, you have to make sure. Financially though, that's crazy, but but you do, you have to make sure that whatever whoever you are choosing to lay with, you should be very, very selective, because these things can be left with you, and you don't want that energy if it's not supposed to be with you, if you're not supposed to keep it. And that's danger of being freaky and not being conscious while you're freaky. Now let's go into the beautiful world of Tantra. So you can engage in Tantra and have this encounter in these experiences and still be freaky than a mug, okay? You still can have all of what you are desiring to explore, and those fantasies and those ideas and those, oh, what if we did it like this, and what if we did, you know, Tantra is more, when you look up the commercialized Tantra, they're going to give you a whole bunch of positions, they're going to give you a whole bunch of, and I remember when I got into Tantra in my class, it was a group of Black folks, you know, we were all Black, and we looking at these positions because they presented it to us as the commercialization of Tantra. And so we're looking, and we like, man, we've been doing these positions. Like, this is just called being a freak where we from, you know. And so you begin to acknowledge that very much that those, you don't, because you're taking accountability with your spirit in your sexuality when you are engaged in Tantra practices, that you're not forfeiting the fun, you're not forfeiting the spontaneity, you're not forfeiting any of those things. Your Tantra becomes a real thing to you, and it's beautiful. So the first thing with Tantra, in the art of Tantra, is a lot of it has to do with breathing. Okay, so you're breathing. You are conscious in your breathing. There is an art to, you know, your fire breaths and your oh my gosh, all of the different type of breaths that you could be taking to captivate the energy and give to your partner the breath as well as receive their breath. And when you have two conscious people who are doing that together, collectively, the experience is you will not want to be a freak no more. You want to only be doing tantra because it's such a beautiful experience. Again, I'm talking to couples. It's such a beautiful experience. Or you may explore and do tantra, and then you may say, you know what, this is too special, this is too sacred, and I'm not going to exchange this type of energy with a person who isn't my partner, who isn't, you know, either way, however you play it, it's okay. But let's go into African sexuality and African spirituality. And again, this is, you're going to hear me using the word. So we all know what the symbol of the Ankh is, right? It's where the womb and the stem and the cross and the original space of where the cross came from. We all know the history, right? I'm not here to give a history lesson. But Ankhing is actually a real thing. It's an actual practice that happens in Tantra, in African Tantra, in African sexuality. And what you do, brothers, I hope you're listening, because this is for you. It's something called inner ejaculation. An inner ejaculation is where a brother is able to control his ejaculation so much that instead of it coming outward, it goes inward back into him. And when it shoots back inward into his own self, what it does is it creates an arc. Okay, so it shoots up, it's the stem, it goes into a circle at the top, and then it shoots to the sides. All right, and it creates an actual, when it actually happens energetically, it actually creates an arc. So this is called arcing, aka inner ejaculation. Why in the world, okay, I can hear the brothers now. Why in the world would I want to inner ejaculate? I can hear the sisters now. Why in the world would you want him to inner ejaculate? Okay, there's two parts. We're gonna get spiritual. So y'all got your spiritual seatbelts on. You're gonna get spiritual, and we're gonna talk about energy and what this does. So men have this thing that they do called ejaculate, right? That ejaculation is actually life force energy, right? Okay, because it can plant into our eggs and create a life, right? And when a brother onks, when he's participating in onking and inner ejaculation, that very life force energy can be used instead of it being pulled out or left in a condom. So whatever practice you do, if you maybe you don't want a baby, you know what I'm saying? So maybe whatever. You may not want a child. And so when you're doing that, he's going to take that life force energy and it will become productive instead of it being wasted. It's wasted when it's on your booty, sisters. It's wasted when it's in that condom. Where is it going? So this life force energy is no longer, it could have been used for something. So why not use it to heal? So he can use it and it'll go back into his body. It will heal all ailments because, again, this is life force energy. This is the God in him being able to create and heal and touch and master himself. And so he can heal. Now, that's just the actual matter. That's the matter. That's the actual come, okay? But the energy, he's still ejaculating. It's not called inner ejaculation. It's called inner ejaculation. So the inner is coming inside with the mass, with the actual product of the come. But the energy and the spirit will still be sent to the sister because he stays locked into the vagina. And this is where the stem meets the circle of the ankh, right? And so you're sitting, and as he is in the vagina, inner ejaculating, the energy and the spirit is still being given to the sister. So now the sister gets healing as well without the matter that can actually create another human being. I hope that wasn't too weird for y'all. I hope that wasn't too deep. But I'm going to give it to you anyway because that's what we do at the shop. So you still are, you still have the opportunity to take advantage of the cum. You know, I was on Facebook whatever day, and I was trying to, and I made a post saying, you know, if you really understood the sacredness of the woman's monthly cycle, you would not complain about it. You would actually celebrate it. And same is true for the brothers with their cum. You know, we put it and we limit it to just making children. Come on, yo. Yo, brothers, brothers who are listening, sisters too, but brothers who are listening, you can make something in your body and make it come out of your body that is so powerful, it can make a mini you. A mini you. Right? You can make your image. What's that language sound like? You can make your image so you can make a mini you. You mean to tell me that with something that powerful, it only has one use? Oh, no. It's healing. It's life. It's life. I don't think it's rare in all of creation, it's rare that you're going to find one thing that has been created for only one thing. I'm really trying to jog my thoughts. I don't think that I can name one created thing from the Creator that only has one use. I can't. So we would limit our ability to reproduce to just one thing. Let me tell you, sir. Let me tell you how incredible the art of onking, and no, not even the art of onking. Let's just talk about the life force energy coming out of the penis. Okay, y'all already know. Y'all done seen the studies. You done seen the science. You done seen whatever. And I really, it's gonna come out funny, but I'm really not trying to be funny. I'm really, I promise. I'm really, 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 I'm really not trying to be funny. But if you see the studies, you can put this stuff on your face, yo, and it'll clear your face up. Not being funny. You can swallow it, and it gives you nutrients. Of course it gives you nutrients for your body because it can totally create another body. We'd be so far removed. See, we're so afraid to talk about sex. We are so afraid to talk about, let me say this again, we are so afraid to talk about sex that the idea that we won't logically look at stuff. We won't logically say, let me use my brain and let me say, if I could create this, if I could do this, then this must be able to break down this. Why, yo? Why? Sex is not that bad. In fact, sex is the most natural thing. We should be talking about this so easy, because that's how you create comfort and confidence, by allowing it to be expressed. And we'd be so afraid to talk about it. Look, you can set your limits, but don't go near my booty at all. You can set your limits. Do whatever you got to do. But that doesn't mean to block yourself out. Being a freak is okay. It's okay. Just know that in practicing tantra, what you are achieving is a spiritual connection that you are acknowledging, that you are willingly participating in. You participate in it whether you want to or not, and how you show up in being present and giving your presence is up to you. But there is a clear difference. We got a lot of people on the line, and I could feel the energy. Ooh, y'all better be Y'all better have fun tonight. If you're on the line and you want to get in on the conversation, go ahead and press 1, and I will get you in. If you have any questions on Freak versus Tantra, you want me to go deeper in Tantra, I'm trying not to go really deep because I do offer this as a class and a workshop. So I'm really trying not to have to go real deep, but I will. I don't have a problem. I will if you guys want to go there. But don't be getting all weird. Okay, someone asked, what is the definition of ma'at? Ma'at is balance. Ma'at is balance. So having balanced energy. Men not being afraid to tap into your femininity. Women not being afraid to tap into your masculinity when you're coming into a tantra section. Because when you... there are going to be moments where it should be interchangeable, where one should be receiving, one should be giving, one should be tapping in. And that doesn't, it's not defined by your genitalia as much as it is by the energy flow. And remember, when we're talking about Tantra, we detach from the words and the definitions, and we detach from all of that. And we sit in this flow of energy and answer and call whatever it is that we need. Okay, that was if there's anybody else who has a question, go ahead and press 1 on the line. Or if you want, you can shoot me. I don't know why y'all be getting so shy for Science and Spirit of Sex. Y'all can ask question out loud. If not, I feel full because I'm going to start giving y'all curriculum if I keep going. This is 30 minutes. That was kind of quick, but that's okay. Yes. So I'm going to give you some homework. I'm going to give you some good homework, too. Like, real good homework. Go make love. And go be present in your freak while tapping into your tantra. Go read. Go Google something about tantra. I would really Google African sexuality, African tantra, because that's the basis of what I was talking about tonight with Ankhing. And go explore, and then go have fun. Go call your mate. Go turn off the lights. Go get the music right. Go set the candles. Go do all of that. Mm-hmm. And it's Tuesday, the day of war. This is such a beautiful love because Tuesday is the day of war energy. And what happens is you get that ma'at, you get that balance. So while it might have been a busy, 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 hard, hectic day, and then let your boo come home. Go shower your wife. Go put some rose petals on the bed for her. Go get some massage oil. Rub down your baby, your man, ladies, and go make love. Go make love. Go make love. And go and be present. Be conscious. Have a conversation before and intend what you want to get out of your sexual session. Have a conversation after and say, this is what I did receive out of this session. This session was beautiful, and this is what I liked, and this is what I didn't like, and this is what I – not everybody just knows. You know, that's another thing that gets caught up in with freakiness. People who were freaks, they don't even have a conversation. They don't even leave no room for you to just be like, well, what is it that you like? They ain't trying to hear none of that. They try to tell you this is what you're going to do, and this is how you're going to receive. Instead of just saying, you know, do you even like this and hearing each other out? So have those conversations because it's extremely, extremely healthy. Yeah, I'm full. And I sure hope y'all full because I just poured a whole bunch on y'all. Chakra class is starting the first weekend of November, $150. If you're planning on getting a reading, I strongly suggest and urge that you just get you take the chakra class because you get free readings unlimited for 30 days anyway. So you want to take that route. I am your host. I am Asset. Thank you guys for staying with me. I know this was intense. I guess we only needed 30 minutes of it. And that's all right. That's all right. I love y'all. Be well. I'll see you tomorrow. Goddess Awakening. And we will, yeah, go make love.